Because I know
Ah,
a lot of people in the Philippines who also are like this. So I don't think it's a matter of race or where you're from. It's just Filipino guys are just better in hiding it.
Hey Zesties, welcome to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within. This episode is just a general chit-chat about dating, particularly with someone from a different culture. There are several layers to this topic, and it sits close to my heart because I'm married to someone from a different culture. So I am curious about what others' experiences are, and I might be sharing some of my experiences in other upcoming episodes soon. My guest for today is a fellow podcaster who is currently based in Germany and runs the podcast Pop Your Cultural Cherry, which aims to give its listeners a unique perspective of life in Europe with an Asian or Filipino twist. Please welcome Lavin. Hi, Lavin. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I know that you're currently in Germany and you have found your love life there. So today, we would dig in a little bit more on your love life and your insights to share for our zesties. And of course, feel free to ask some of the things that you'd like to know as well.
Sure.
So may I ask, where and how did you meet?
Yeah, so 2017, I started to do my master's, my MBA in the Netherlands. It was in a small city near the German border called Maastricht. It is one of the most popular student cities in Netherlands, and Netherlands is not a big country, and they have maybe like, I don't know, a dozen student cities, and I was in one of them, which was close to the German border. Probably 4 months, 4 or 5 months after I started, I met my current girlfriend, Jenny. She at the time was working in that city. So what happened was, I was a student, but she was working for a German company, but in the Netherlands. So the company that she was working for is a very big, like, automobile company, a German automobile company, which is nothing special because there are dozens of German automobile companies. But she was living there for a couple of months already. And basically what happened was, as I was studying and she was working, there are a couple of events that happen in the city. So these events are actually international organizations kind of sponsor these events. And one of these organizations is called InterNations. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of InterNations chapters or branches all over the world in different cities. So I attended this InterNations event, and she also attended this same InterNations event. It was both of our first times to attend an InterNations event. I went to the InterNations event because I was a student there. I didn't really get to interact, you know, with a lot of people who are like in the workforce, in the labor force, people who are working. So I thought it would be a good way to network. But at the time, I was also single, so, you know, maybe meet some interesting people as well, meet some interesting girls. And that's what kind of happened there. So at that time, she was also single. So it was a good match. So in the beginning, I was talking to different people, and then I met her. We spoke, and then eventually we kind of clicked, and then I got her number, and then one thing led to another. And yeah, this is how our story kind of started.
Interesting. So did you kind of court her in the traditional Filipino way?
Actually, no. I never follow this traditional Filipino way of courting ever since I was young. I've not had that many girlfriends. But I also grew up in a very liberal household. So yeah, also the people around me never had this kind of way of courting girls. Like the traditional Filipino way of, you know, what's a traditional Filipino way? Like really being super romantic, going through a lot of phases of dating, meeting the parents before, you know, you actually get serious. So that's not how I've dated in the past. And yeah, also because you're in a new country. We're not in the Philippines. We're both in foreign countries to ours. And I thought that, you know, I would kind of see how, you know, people do it in Europe, because it's obviously very different from how people would do it in the Philippines. And I just decided to be very open and liberal about it. So to see kind of where it goes, how it goes, without really setting for myself like, oh, we must go through X number of dates before, you know, we can get serious or whatever. Or I should get to know her parents before we have a relationship or whatever. Because we're both, actually, we're the same age. So we were both, what, 27 at that time or something? 28. So I think when you reach a certain age and also at the same time, you're both living in foreign countries, it kind of makes sense already not to be so traditional in that sense.
Yeah. Did she know some Filipinos before you or some friends?
Yeah, actually, yes and no. So in general, like in this part of Europe, there's not a lot of Filipino people. There's not a big Filipino community. She had one neighbor who was from the Philippines. So actually, I've met them already. So she knew one person, but they didn't really have any relationship. She didn't have any friends. She had like zero contact with other Filipino people. So I was more or less the first kind of really got to know.
Before, did you have any like hesitations about dating outside Filipino nationalities?
Actually, no, because actually my first girlfriend was not Filipino also. So she was an expat living in Japan. So she was that's actually my first girlfriend. And I think I was, I don't know, 22 maybe. And so basically, my history of dating has pretty much been very international to that sense. I haven't had, as I mentioned, I didn't have a lot of girlfriends, but I've gone on dates with a lot of people from different countries. Personally, I find this more interesting. Also, because if you're from Manila, you date somebody from Manila. Obviously, I've also had a girlfriend from Manila and dated other people from Manila. There's always, like, Manila is a very small place. There's always some connections. There's people kind of think the same way. You have the same aspirations. You have the same culture. Probably because you're from Cebu, it might be a bit different. But I mean, probably if you dated somebody from Cebu, you'd have the same kind of idea that, you know, the circles are always like integrated somehow. And I don't know, if for me, to some extent, it's nice because it's comfortable for you. But at the same time, it's not that exciting. So I've always also kind of liked to date outside like of the Filipino race.
Ah, interesting. Because me, so I've only dated a non-Filipino, which is my husband now, because I had some hesitations before. So, and I grew up in a conservative household. And although I have aunts who have married non-Filipino men, so they're now living in, one is in Vienna and one is in the US as well. But I didn't really thought about dating a non-Filipino guy for some reason.
Why? Is there any, what's the hesitation about? Is it something to do? Is it just because they're different or?
I think I had this stereotype and twisted thinking before, you know, like in the movies, you know, the white men are not that faithful in the Hollywood movies. So I feel like you shouldn't watch too much Hollywood movies, so because you will have a different or twisted thinking. So that's what I felt before. And some people who dated expats who are in the Philippines and then they date different Filipinos, right? The men, and they date different women. So I heard some not so good stories. So that formed my initial
Bias,
notion.
yeah.
Yeah.
But I think to some extent, yes, because that's what you see in the movies. But I think Filipino guys are just better in hiding it. Because I know
Yeah.
a lot of people in the Philippines who also are like this. So I don't think it's a matter of race or where you're from. It's just I think Filipino guys are better at hiding it. And you see it nowadays, like in, you know, in Filipino drama and on TV, like also like guys, also obviously also not just guys, but also girls. So it's I think it's the same anywhere.
Yeah, I totally agree with that it really doesn't depend on the nationality or culture, but it depends on the person. It's just that at that time, I wasn't really exposed. I was just in Cebu for the whole 28 years of my life. And then I moved to Dubai afterwards. Then the whole thinking just, you know, changed. But yeah, that was like weird.
Yeah, can understand.
So you didn't have any like predispositions of foreign nationalities and no changes on your perceptions before because you know you've dated different nationalities already even when you were like in your early 20s.
Yeah, so while I was in the Philippines, I've gone on dates with people from other nationalities, but they were mostly also Asian. And I think like Asian to Asian, the difference is not so big, but obviously Asian to European, the difference is quite big, and it's still, I can still see it. But honestly, I'm the type of person who likes experiencing different things more than comfortable things. So I like the fact that me and my girlfriend are very different from each other. But in terms of predisposition towards, I don't know, German people or European women, like I actually did not have any predisposition. So I came into, Europe without really having any bias or prejudice. So I always have and had a like an open mind about things. Obviously, you hear from media, from watching movies that, it might be possible that they're not as hygienic as Filipino people. But obviously that would also depend from person to person. I think there's some truth to it, but obviously it's not everybody is like that. I don't know if I can see like the average Filipino person or the average Filipino girl is more like hygienic. Like, I don't know, they take more care of themselves in terms of hygiene or appearance or whatever. I don't know if that's correct thing to say, but from like my observation, it could be very possible, but obviously again, case to case basis. But besides that, also I had this idea that they're very open-minded, which I like because I'm also very open-minded as I come from a like liberal background. And so yeah, I was always open to whoever. I had no idea that, oh, I should date a certain person from a certain race because this race has X features that I like, or because most people from this area are like this. No, I just whoever I meet, and if they're a nice person, if we can, get along, doesn't really matter. So people should be able to love whoever they want and be with whoever they want. And obviously there will be predispositions built because of watching too many movies, listening to too many people. But I think part of the enjoyment of the whole process is just getting to know, different people.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And let's say, for example, a person who was just like in the city, like I was before, so they don't form that wide horizon in themselves. And then if you watch these movies, then you have like this type of thinking. So which is like also not too wide, right? So, and with the hygiene as well, I also heard about that maybe because of the weather as well. It's very cold, but yeah, good thing as well that it is person to person. So I'm glad that my husband is hygienic enough.
I understand.
And then also me, I have some predispositions before, like what I've mentioned earlier. And also I'm so lazy in trying, like I feel that if I speak in English in a relationship, like I couldn't express myself that much. That was my thinking before, but I didn't try it. Yeah, that was my initial concern that, oh, if I will be in a relationship, I have to speak English all the time. What a weird thinking, right? But I think some of the Filipinos also have this that same thinking. So, but like when you are in the relationship or when you love that person, you tend to be more open, as you said, and you tend to, of course, do that much effort in order to communicate with them as well.
Well, for you, obviously, if you love that person, obviously you have already this certain understanding, and words is just one, way of communicating, but there's so many other ways to communicate with your partner. But at the same time, you could also learn Hungarian, or you can teach your husband Bisaya. So I
Yeah,
think that's also a way.
he has learned some words as well, but Hungarian language is quite hard to
I heard it's one of the hardest languages in the world, I think, or in Europe at least, to
Yeah, it's
learn.
quite hard. So, and he said that, oh, just don't learn Hungarian. Like, nobody speaks here Hungarian in Australia. So, that's the difficulty. Because when, meeting the parents, so when I met his mother, it was hard because I need a translator.
Yeah, you need him all the time
Yeah,
there.
yeah. And how about you? So, how did your family felt when they met Jenny?
So 2009 December, we went back to the Philippines for Christmas. She was with me, and she obviously she met my family. The thing is, The good thing is that my girlfriend actually speaks very fluent English, so didn't have any problems communicating. And at the same time, my family, everyone can speak English to a very high level. So there wasn't any problems in terms of communication. And I think also my mom really, like my family really liked her. She's a nice person and knows how to adapt to different situations. So honestly, there was no issues there. And she also liked her stay. And actually, most of the time that we were in the Philippines, we were just in my mom's place. We didn't actually do a lot of sightseeing. Like, I kind of feel bad for her because I brought her to a few places, but not enough because I also wanted to catch up with a lot of my friends and family. But yeah, she enjoyed it and people liked her. I didn't get any, you know, racist comments or whatever that, why are you dating somebody who's not Filipino? And could be possible that that happens in some very conservative traditional families. But for us, it's good. And at the same time, I had the same experience when I was with her family. So although only one person in her whole family can speak English besides her, yeah, I'm slowly learning German. My German is not so bad. So it's getting better and better, the communication. But I think so far her family likes me. They've been giving me a lot of presents. So I think that's a positive sign if they give you some presents every now and then. So yeah.
Oh, nice. And so do you speak German in your household
with her?
Yeah.
No, because when we met, we only spoke English because we were both not living in Germany. And it was just fate that kind of led me to work in Germany. So actually, I moved back to Germany before she moved back to Germany. So for some time, we were living in separate countries, but just across the border. So it's a bit strange to imagine, but not so far from each other, but in different countries. But I learned German because I got a job here. But because we met in the Netherlands and we started our relationship in English, we kind of just continued in that direction. Mm. But yeah, I mean, her English is way better than my German. And I don't think I'll ever catch up to her level of English with my level of German. So until I catch up, probably we would not switch to German. But when we're with her family or some friends, even just outside the apartment, because in public, you have to speak kind of German with the people outside. So then, yeah, we do speak German.
So speaking of communication, so what were for you the differences in communicating or the communication style?
Yeah. So, you know, these like languages of love.
Yes.
Have you ever taken this test?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's a very gift person and I'm a very time. Person. So we have very different love languages, but I don't think that for me that matters. Honestly, like I said, like I really like differences. So the more different we are, I think the more interesting our relationship. But yeah, in terms of communication, yeah, we're very open to each other. And I think as long as you can be open to each other, then you'll have less and less problems.
And how did you harmonize the differences? As you mentioned, you like the differences. So how did you, because sometimes, you know, it might be a miscommunication. So how were you able to harmonize it?
Right. I think the first step is always to have like an open mind. So whenever you're with anybody, regardless if they share the same beliefs of you or not, obviously the people who don't share the same beliefs with you, you'd always have some kind of conflict, but you should always like have an open mind. So I try never to really impose some things on her, even though, you know, in the Philippines, this is the way it should be. But I never tried to impose that. And I just tried to learn why, you know, your partner or other people do things that a specific way that's not the same as, you know, you were taught or that you know. And it's just being and having an open mind and trying not to impose anything on other people. Try to learn also like why people do things in certain ways. And honestly, you might be shocked that they might have actually a point and the way that they do things.
Mm, so it's really just understanding where you differ and you work from there, because if we don't understand that difference, then it's like we are perplexed, right? Like why? Like we cannot accept it because we don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. I think first step is always admitting that we are different and then trying to understand why we are different. And then maybe looking at these differences, does it really make sense to do things one specific way, or does it make sense to do things separate ways? And I think there could be a merit also in doing things differently, just because your family or your parents or your society told you it's a specific way. I mean, there's so many different ways of doing it that, you know, maybe it just wasn't considered before and you might actually learn something new or You might even adapt that other person's beliefs or that person's way of doing things. So one thing that really upsets me in Europe is actually when you go out to restaurants or at home when you have food, people actually throw a lot of food away. Like they don't maximize, like for example, there's some leftover, they throw it away. And you go to a restaurant, normally in the Philippines, if there's something left over, you take it home, right? You ask if you can take it home. Here it's quite normal to just have them throw it away. And this is something that I really fight for, like, no, we ordered it, we should finish it, or if we have this kind of food, we should make sure that we cook it before it expires, or never waste food. And obviously in the beginning they don't understand this concept so much until, you know, you take them to the Philippines and they realize, oh yeah, it's because there's a lot of people who don't actually have food, and by making sure we don't have so much waste, then maybe our society can like produce just enough, you know, and enough for us, and, you know, enough for everybody, and not because there's like waste, just having the idea of having waste is such a, you know, in Filipino families, your mom will always get mad at you, your dad, like, no, you should finish all your food before you leave the table. So these kind of things. So obviously this is one idea that's really, I think there's only one right answer to that, is not having waste. But at the same time, you know, when I came here, you notice that there's a very different way of viewing this. It's not like she fought me or people from here fought me over my belief, but it's just that we had very different beliefs. And that's one thing that I try to impose on her, is try to be more careful with, you know, with food.
I could relate to that as well, because I have the same thinking, you know, because Philippines, yeah, we're from the Philippines, right? So my husband always says, don't make yourself too fat if you cannot really eat it, because, you know, women, we always like, oh, I'm getting too fat, I'm gaining weight, and then he always says that, then why you eat the food that you can't even take anymore, and then that brings you on more weight. So that's his thinking about the food. If you cannot eat it all, then don't eat it, because otherwise it will be bad for you. So what are your top tips for interracial couples?
Top tip, obviously open mind. Just have an open mind, as I already mentioned. Try not to think a certain way is correct, and just, you know, be open to learning something new always, and that would make your relationship more exciting. I think this is true for any relationship, not just for interracial couples, but don't try to adapt yourself too much to that person's like. So you might, for example, I might be in Germany, I might try to be as German as I can, just because I know that would make my girlfriend more comfortable. But honestly, like, you should just be yourself. Don't forget to be yourself. And I think that's, you know, that's the reason they're with you, is because you're different. It's probably not because I look Filipino, but I act like a German person, but they're with you because you're a very different person. And probably that's what they like about you. So I see a lot of people, you know, who come here and they try to, you know, of course it's nice to get the culture, but always try to maintain, you know, your identity and your true personality. And I think that you shouldn't forget about that. So that's something I do. Although I'm trying to learn the language, getting to know the culture better, but at the same time, I'll never kind of change myself and try to be more like more German. That's not going to happen. So I think for interracial relationships, those are important points. I'd say another important point also is to maintain kind of, well, for me, this is important. I don't know how you find it, but it's also important for you to make sure that your partner also gets included in your culture. So even though, for example, you're in Australia, but your husband has his own thing with his friends on WhatsApp, or his own thing with his family, you know, little by little, try to involve the person with what's happening. So actually, same thing with my girlfriend when I have some Zoom events, even though it's sometimes in Tagalog or in Filipino, I still invite her so that, you know, she can feel that like she's part of that thing. So I think that small things that could help, yeah, strengthen the relationship. Also try to teach her a little bit of Tagalog, but it's hard.
Yes, like retaining your individuality. So it's really, I mean, not only interracial couples, as you said, I certainly agree with that, because some people might lose themselves in the relationship, right? And then that becomes toxic and all. And also, if I may add, it springs on the same way as like the communication. So emphasize that there is a difference, but do not assume that they know the difference. And then like, do not suffer in silence, like, oh, we're different and I'm not telling that person that there is a difference. So do not suffer in silence. And for me, I think see the person on equal grounds. This is for me because, you know, I didn't date any other non-Filipinos. At first, I was very like shy. I would think that because of the maybe the colonial mentality. So that's why I succumbed to the ways of that mentality. But if we remain as we are, like, we will be the same persons as they would have liked us in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
So before we wrap up this episode, so I have some few questions unrelated to the topic.
Ooh,
so are you ready?
Okay. Go ahead.
So if you could be in a movie, what would it be?
If I could be in a movie, what would it be? That's hard.
Really?
If I could be in a movie, I'd pick...
Or series, or TV series, let's say.
No, let me pick a movie. I know a movie.
Okay.
I just thought about it right now. Slumdog Millionaire.
Millionaire. Okay.
Because I have a lot of life experiences that I think are very exciting and very life-changing. That if I had to join like a game show, hopefully those questions are some of the things that I've experienced in my life and I could answer it.
Ah,
that would be a cool movie with me.
Nice.
And I'd be rich in the end.
Yeah, so nice.
That's the most important part.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So next, what was your favorite TV show when you were growing up?
What? Okay. Favorite TV show. I'd say I have two favorite TV shows growing up. One is anime, Slam Dunk. Slam Dunk, because I used to play basketball when I was in grade school and high school. Because the main character there, Sakuragi, is not very talented, but through hard work, he became like a good player. So I always thought that I'm not that good. I'm just tall, but maybe if I work hard enough, I'll be very good. But I ended up being not very good, just like enough to be in the school team, but not more than that. And another show that I really loved growing up has something to do as well with basketball is One Tree Hill. You watched One Tree Hill.
I noticed that, but didn't watch it.
But yeah, I'd say more Slam Dunk growing up.
Ah, nice. Yeah. So next, would you rather walk around with a salad for a head or a broccoli for arms?
Wow. Salad for a head, probably. If I had broccoli as arms, there are a lot of things in life I won't be able to do. But if I have salad as a head, I can still, you know, do some sports. And because in general, I think a lot of girls like being healthy. They like salad. Therefore, with a face as a salad, like, I'd still be attractive to some girls.
Nice. Nice one. So, all right. So where can our zesties find you?
Yeah. So I have a podcast Glee mentioned in the beginning called Popular Cultural Cherry. So I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and all the other like main podcast streaming platforms. I also have an Instagram and a Facebook page. You could just search me, Popular Cultural Cherry. The name's quite unique. And if you'd search it, my show's the only one gonna show up. So yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for coming in on the show, Lawin, and more power to your podcast.
Thank you, Glee. You too.
Hey, Zesty. Hope you enjoyed this chill conversation with Lawin. So how about you? How did you meet your partner? Let me know in the comments or send an email to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com if you'd like to share a story of how you met your partner. I might be putting a segment like this here and there all throughout the season, so it'll be great to hear your story. Please don't forget to rate and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, or follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, or visit www.gleefultalkshow.com. If you'd like to support the show, please head down to the episode notes to find out how. Stay tuned for next week's episode.